Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Business Boiler Room, your number one audio resource for expert business advice, tools, and insights. Things are getting hot.
Well, good morning for those of you who are in the extreme west, and good afternoon for those of you who are in the east. My name is Mandy Crawford, and I'm going to be one of your hosts for today's show at the Business Boiler Room. Things are getting hot in business, for sure, but they're certainly not hot outside where I'm at today. I was hoping for a heat wave, but in Calgary, we're still below zero. So Isabel Mercier is here. How's it in Vancouver area, Isabel?
Today is not so bad. It's a little bit rainy, but or at least it's gray. But we've had an amazing wave. The past 2 weeks have been really awesome. It's been good.
Jeez, I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, you are in the right place. We're going to be talking about some really good topic today in small business. We're going to be speaking about delegation and how important that is for the success of small business. And I'm actually going to let Isabel lead off because she's got some great stories for us. Go ahead, Isabel.
You know, the art of delegation, it's truly, it is an art, and it's something that is often it requires a lot of letting go in order to be able to delegate and to be able to get successful delegation. Because at the beginning, like anything else, when we practice, you know, a lot of mistakes happen. And, you know, so I remember years ago, I was the best delegator. So I thought, oh, yeah, I got this down. I'm going to delegate. I had gone around looking at what are the activities that strengthen me and what are the activities that weaken me. It doesn't mean
right.
I'm good at them or not. It just means, you know, what activities do I really, really want to focus on because I'm great and they jazz me? And what activities do the complete opposite? And I'm going to delegate the ones that do the complete opposite. Well, was I left with a bit of a surprise when I thought I had delegation down pat because I had delegated a couple times and it had gone well. And then, you know, eventually I delegated something and, again, delegated my own beautiful way, which I thought was rocking the bag, you know, and truly got a $30,000 mistake out of that delegation. And, it really got me to think about, okay, so what do I got to learn here? Because this is an expensive bug up. And what do I got to do in order to never, never repeat that again? And I kind of looked at how I had been delegating in the past, and I've interviewed and talked to successful delegators and just asked, okay, what makes delegation so successful and what makes it a flop?
Right.
And most of the successful delegators actually talk about how you got to, delegation is all about first knowing how to listen. You've got to pick up, you've got to know, you've got to realize that delegation is not just about telling someone what to do and when to do them by, but it's also listening, looking at the body language, or if you're not face-to-face, listening to what's going on and how to get this person to reiterate what they've heard. I remember once I was working with Leo and a designer of ours. We were on our way to Italy for a couple of weeks, and there was one task that was very important to be delegated, very important not to be just delegated, but be actually successfully done. All taken care of and with success around that. And I had been, in my mind, extremely clear as to when this was the importance around the delegation. When we came back, it wasn't done. Not only was it not done well, it wasn't done at all. And, you know, I sat down with Leo and I said, okay, you know, obviously I wasn't clear as to how important this had to be done. And he says, no, you were very clear. Well, obviously I wasn't, because had I been very clear, this would have been done. But so I'm going to just go through the five elements that are very important, and I'm going to add one more after that because that's the one that that made me realize what made it that much better for delegation. So number one is you definitely have to effectively communicate the task at hand and its level of importance. They got to know why it's that important and what is the task at hand. You need to also determine the deadline, because they also need to know why is this deadline so important, because not just because it's due Wednesday by 5, but giving them a bit of a realm so that they understand that if they're late, there are either low, moderate, or extreme consequences. Exactly.
Right, right.
And then clearly share your expectations is the key. Clearly share your expectations, and I don't care what your expectations are, you got to let them know. If they don't know what you expect, they can't deliver on that.
Well, and the other thing about that is that our expectations, if we don't let people know what they are, people assume what the expectations are.
Exactly. And assuming, you know, as a lot of people say, assuming makes an ass out of you and me, because that's a popular saying. Sorry to be live with such a word. But it is an expression that is used, you know, often, because it's true. When you assume, chances are you're wrong. And a lot of people assume right most of the time. Well, one day you'll get hit with a $30,000 bill and you'll stop assuming. And how you do that, how you stop assuming, is by asking more questions and by having the other person reflect back to you what they've heard. So that's called high integrity. Yeah, like high integrity of understanding. You know, at some point I delegated something to someone and I said, okay, we're talking bananas, we're totally good, do you understand? He replied, yes. I said, perfect, go do it, this is awesome. He came back with oranges.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Well, I thought we were talking bananas. He's like, no, I thought for sure we were talking oranges. So had I actually said to him, hey, can you just reflect in your own words what it is that you've heard here and what it is that you think the task is? And that what that does is it gives an opportunity for the other person to realize and really understand and reiterate what they've heard. And it also gives me an opportunity to go, oh, I realize that's what I said, but that's not what I meant. What I meant was. Or it gives me an opportunity to go, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I was talking about, so perfect, right?
Right. And you know, this is, isn't just for business. I'm going to tell you a quick example of this, even in a simpler life, just to measure our communications. And I know I recently got very busy and asked my daughter to cook dinner. And, you know, her answer was yes. Well, my expectation was that at 5:15 she would start to cook so that by 6 it would be ready. My expectation was that we were going to eat healthy food and there would be vegetables and a meat, you know. So all these expectations were there, and her idea was entirely different, and she didn't want to start until 6 because, you know, she was watching a show and, you know, so all those things. So the next time I asked her actually to write out what she was going to have for dinner, what time she was going to start, so that we could negotiate, you know, something that the both of us could live with. But that's a perfect example of delegating something and then finding out what you delegated is not what the person understood needed to happen.
Absolutely. And there's the what you just described there. There was also an accountability factor of it, which is my other point, right? To have a clear expectation laid out, and even if you think, you know, should I say this one? This might be a little too overbearing or micromanaging. Well, at the beginning, you got to lay it all out on the table, and you have to assign accountability to the other person. When you delegate something, it's not your job to follow up on the delegation. It is their job to keep you up to date with the delegation. So, for example, for me, when I learned to delegate it, when I learned to delegate earlier on, I'm mixing my verbs here, being French. I would actually tell them what I want, by when, and this and that. But I also forgot to let them know that my expectation is for them to keep me up to date. I don't want to have to wonder 3-4 days later, oh, my God, I haven't heard from them. Are they doing it? Have they forgotten?
That's right.
So I've implemented that in my delegation, is to let them know, hey, not only do I want you to let me know in milestones, but I expect you to daily kind of tell me that you're on it so that I can sleep at night.
Well, I'm gonna mention something here, Isabel, because I think there's a lot of small business owners who have obviously worked for other people before they started their business, and some of the experiences that they have had in the past that were unsavory in their mind about how a boss perhaps treated them or delegated to them, and they carry that baggage forward and don't want to repeat those mistakes, so they overcompensate and they don't even take the steps they need to make sure the delegation is taken, you know, care of. They want to allow people, you know, the freedom to do it their own way, and that can happen, but in all that, you know, fear of being like their old boss or experiencing having their employee or whoever they're delegating to experience what they had experienced, they overcompensate, and so in that way they're not, you know, delegating properly.
And you know what? There's a difference between telling them what to do and how to do it,
yes,
and telling them what to do as with a result based,
that's right,
you know, value based. So literally, you don't really care, or you shouldn't really care, mm-hmm, how it's done. It's, mm-hmm, the matter is, this is what needs to be done, and these are the results that you are wanting. Now, obviously,
yes,
that doesn't mean let them swear and be all crazy and talking to your clients the wrong way along the way. That's not what it means. But, you know, it means to really put the accountability, if you want to be up to date or kept up in the loop during the process, then say so, especially at the beginning. And once you've established a certain level of trust with this delegatee, then you'll be able to actually say, you know what, and you don't need to keep me up to date with that. Now I know that when it's on your desk, I don't need to worry about it.
Right.
So it's a dance.
Now, what, and I can think of specifics for myself, but for what you've seen in small business, what would you say are the number one things that small businesses do not delegate on and they should be?
You know what? A lot of entrepreneurs, I would say, that wear a lot of different hats, they don't delegate admin tasks.
Right.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah.
Example, you know, find ways. First of all, I should say that before delegating, you should always look at eliminating first. If you can eliminate, eliminate. If you cannot eliminate, then delegate. Because there is no sense. Sometimes, you know, I see people delegating something that it takes them 15 minutes to delegate it, and the task takes 5 minutes to do. Well, that just doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Ridiculous. So it's a matter of eliminating first and delegating second. For example, for us, in our previous business, I was doing all the billing because I was the only one understanding the process and knowing how to bill. Well, that's just ridiculous. It can't be just you being able to do that. Well, now in our second business, I made sure right off the bat that my systems and the way that I did business included someone else billing for us. So it got me to rejig and retweak my system a little bit, but it got me to right off the bat delegate the billing. And you know what? At the beginning, it took me a long time to delegate this because I thought, oh, my God, it has to be done a specific way. I have my brand promise and my brand values, and it's got to flow the brand experience, right? So what I've done is, along with Margarita, my business partner, we talked to our bookkeeper, and we said, hey, we're going to supply you with a form, a pre-written email form that you can tweak, but at least the base of it is there. We're going to supply you with the right fonts. We're going to supply you with the you know, and at the beginning, we let our bookkeeper do the billing, and then we had her, when she sent the bill to the client, we had her CC us or BCC us so that we were in the loop at the beginning. And now, oh, my God, it took about 2 weeks. I thought this was going to be like a year effort of delegation. It took about a couple weeks, and it got easier and easier. Was there mistakes done along the way? A couple. But that's how people learn, right?
That's right.
So we saw, because we were BCC'd, so we saw the issues. We communicated with now here's the thing. When an employee drops a ball, or a subcontractor or a supplier, we all juggle many balls. When you notice that person has dropped a ball, this is the number one, what an entrepreneur does is they go, oh my God, she dropped the ball. Let me pick up the ball, rejuggle that with my balls, and then eventually
right.
I'll give her back the ball. That is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to go, hey, I noticed you dropped the ball here. Please fix that, retake the ball, rejuggle the ball, and fix the mistake, and also communicate with the client that this was a mistake and that it won't happen again. If you
right.
always rescue your employees, your suppliers, your subcontractors, they will not learn and they will not be better. And great companies don't become great because the company is great. They become great because the team is great.
That's right. So other tasks that they could delegate, can you think of, I know admin tasks are huge, and I know for me, we were just talking before the show, I finally have found someone that I guess meets my standard in answering the phone, because I feel
right.
customer service is so very important. I was always in a position where I wasn't happy with the dedication or I guess the commitment to customer service that I had. So I finally found someone who can, you know, answer the phone like I would answer the phone and be able to take care of that, because I didn't even realize how many hours a day I spent answering the phone and looking up from something that I should have been working on and then spending
yeah.
15 minutes on the yeah. phone with them. So that I know is huge, and I know that there's many people that don't realize that there are services out there that will answer on a per-call basis. So, you know, you can pick and choose what times of the day you want them to answer, and in the end it's going to save a lot of time. But what other things can you think of, Isabel, that specific to entrepreneurs?
Well, a lot of people have presentations to make, PowerPoint presentations to make,
right.
and they know their content, they know what they want to say, but they don't want to spend 3 days preparing a PowerPoint. So there
right.
are, what is, you know, the actions that strengthen you, do more of that, obviously. The actions that weaken you, find a way to delegate them, because what
right.
weakens you strengthens someone else, right?
Right.
Someone else is going to be way better at that. So PowerPoint presentations. I do a lot of audio podcasts, and
yes.
How I work is I write my content, then I actually communicate it on audio. But a lot of people just do an audio, and then they sit there, listen, and type away. Well, there
oh.
are a ton of people who can actually even create letters for you. I know someone who dictates everything. They just
yep.
dictate in a little dictaphone or a little MP3 file, and they just send that away to their person that can help them just form letters, automate things for them, repurposing articles for a blog. If you've written an article on a blog and you just wanted that to be posted on many different other blogs, there are companies and people that will be thrilled to do this for you. And instead of
yes.
you, all you have to do is give them the password and the logistics, and boom, they're going to get that done for you.
And in fact, there are companies who will not only just post it on one, but they'll open accounts on your behalf on a
Absolutely.
Number of different areas. And I know with press releases, there's a company that came to my attention that will submit it to at least 40 different sites for $25.
Yep.
And I can't imagine taking only 15 minutes of my time to do that. And for them, you know, they've got this all worked out. So,
and you know what?
$25.
Absolutely. And if it goes further than this, if you're a graphic designer, for example, and you have a small studio and you thrive on the creation and the initial go round, then do more of that. And if it kills you, I'm speaking totally for myself here, it actually kills me when there's changes and when I have to revisit things, and not because, you know, not because I don't want to change, that's totally fine. But once it's in the nitty-gritty of the little details of getting this done and getting that done, that's not my strength, and it weakens me to do that. I'm bored. It feels like it's taking forever. And so I found people that I can delegate to just go, hey, this is the creative, now put this together and do this, do that, and tweak this, tweak that. So there are so many things that can be delegated in business. It's incredible. What else can you think of, Mandy?
Well, I mean, we talked last week a little bit about a program I use called Appointments Online. And
yeah.
that's another process. I mean, a lot of small entrepreneurs do not have the ability to hire, you know, a gatekeeper, somebody that'll answer their phones, somebody that'll make their appointments for them. And this, it turns your, you know, your business almost into a big box store, because now instead of you doing the work to book the person's appointment, they book their own appointment. So they're doing the work for you on your behalf by booking a time when your calendar's free, and I just follow my calendar. I mean, that's a delegating process. You know, something else that people don't realize, and this is in my book, I write about this, people think of delegating sometimes as being lazy, and it's not. I mean, we delegate every day of our lives. Just going to the grocery store, we're delegating. We're saying to the farmer, grow our food. We're saying to the distributor, bring the food to the store. You know, and then we're purchasing that. It's the same in business. So, I mean, even I have a card company that instead of handwriting out a greeting card, they've uploaded my handwriting. And I type in what I want in the card. I click send, and they print it, stuff it, stamp it, and mail it for me. So there I've saved, you know, the trip to the post office, all these kinds of things. So there's another area where, you know, you use a company for delegation.
Absolutely, and I would add to that research. You know, any type of research you need, whether it's for yourself or for a client, there are people, I have my team in India that does a lot of research for me from, hey, I want to know who else does podcasting, video podcasting about branding. They're going to give me a whole list of stuff. Or on LinkedIn, for example, I ask a lot of questions to my connections because I was looking for subjects to talk about in my podcast so that I ensure that I actually talk about things that small business entrepreneurs actually want to hear about. So I just asked a question, and instead of sitting there for hours doing a research and wondering what I'm going to talk about, I just asked a question on LinkedIn going, hey, as a small business owner of 10 employees or less, what do you want? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What do you want to know more about? Well, in the matter of 2 days, I had like 50 different subjects to talk about. And I haven't worked. All I did is ask a question.
And here's the thing. I mean, delegation is one of the things where we actually have to ask. But small business owners are very, very negligent in asking anything because they fear that if they ask, they're going to be seen as somebody who doesn't know. And there's no rule out there that says if you're an entrepreneur in a business and you're already an expert in a field, that doesn't mean you have to know everything about business. And I think that's a huge misconception on the part of small businesses. They're just afraid to ask. And you've just shown how easy it is to save a pile of time just by asking.
And this is my big strength, actually. I learn way better by talking to people, by asking them questions, by having different points of view. And it's really important to realize that you cannot do it all. In fact, a lot of business owners, when they first start, I always say this because I'm a brand guru. So in branding, I always have them think of their business as a sellable vehicle. It's the business is not you. The business is not totally who you are. It's what you do. And it's the vehicle that you chose to fulfill your life and to fulfill some of your needs, right? And that vehicle, if you build it right off the bat with the mindset of, I will sell this vehicle one day, even though that's not your intention.
Yeah.
10-15 years ago, it was not my intention to sell Scenario Design, my previous graphic design studio. And eventually, you know, and I built it to be able to sell it, which means not everything is on my shoulders, and which means when I file a file somewhere, I go, huh, would I be the only one to know where this is at? Everything I do, everything I touch, I always wonder, could this be delegated? How could I be delegating this? And sometimes it's not delegatable at the moment that I say it, but then the more I think about it, the more I go, huh, if I had a part-time person coming in today, I wasn't in the hospital with my limb broken and I couldn't move. If I had someone go into my business and continue my day with a bit of instruction, would it take a year to instruct them, or could I get them to do a few things and find a few things within a matter of minutes?
Right.
And that
and
really
I agree with you 100%.
When you think of it that way, it really helps. When you go file a file, just go, wow, I mean, I'd be the only one knowing where that file is. And sometimes, you know, you can't even remember the next week, oh my God, where did I put that file? So it's really important to organize your business filing, whether it's paper or digital, whether it's, you know, how to answer the phone, when is invoicing getting done.
Right.
All of those little things, just think, everything you are to do as of today, can this be eliminated? Can
right.
this be delegated? And if
right.
it can't be delegated, that's probably because it hasn't been organized in a way that it can be delegated. And because I swear to you all, everything can be delegated.
Yes,
absolutely,
I agree with you
100%. Everything. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk quickly, because we've got about 4 minutes left. I wanted to talk quickly about how someone would know how to delegate. And I've got some tips, and I know you can add to them. Whenever I'm talking to any of my coaching clients, and we're speaking specifically on, and we can go right back to the second show of billable hours, but whenever we're talking about, you know, what are you spending your time doing, I ask them to write for a couple of days down on a sheet of paper beside their desk, on their desk, beside them, what exactly they're doing every day. And then putting a star at the end of 2 or 3 days, possibly a week, of the things that someone else could be doing for them, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, the things that they are most productive at and that they do well, to also note those things. Because, like you said, delegation, you should be able to delegate everything in your business. But I also encourage people to delegate what they can delegate first, and then they can actually delegate the things that they even enjoy, so they only do it once in a while.
That's right. And I think realizing that, don't get stuck in the how. You know, sometimes we go, oh,
right.
you know, I couldn't delegate this because I wouldn't know how. Well, big businesses have done it, obviously, so
mm-hmm.
it's delegatable. You just have to figure out, so decide what you want to delegate, and then
mm-hmm.
what's easily delegatable right away, do that, and learn from the smaller stuff, and then figure out a way. Talk to other people that have done it. Talk to, you know, talk to people. Ask
mm-hmm.
questions, and there are always ways. And as soon as you figure, as soon as you're clear on the what, the how, it magically appears. It just,
it
it's amazing.
It takes care of itself, yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And that's all about, you know, the laws of the universe. You put it out there and you say, this is what needs to be done. I'm not sure how. And you just open your eyes. And sometimes the answer is right in front of your nose.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's not a matter of how. It's just a matter of your beliefs. Your beliefs.
Right.
You believe that this cannot be delegated. Well, you will never find a way to delegate it. So if we look at beliefs, and this could be a whole different show as well, what our beliefs get us to do and get us to, you know, not do, it's actually quite
right.
amazing. So
yeah,
just think,
exactly.
you know, put a star maybe beside the one that you don't think could be delegated just because of your limiting behavior, limiting beliefs.
Or your mindset. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Isabel, we're down to 1 minute. So let's let people know where they can find you when they're looking for you.
Absolutely. I can be found at leapzonestrategies.com. We also have a blog, so if you go /blog after leapzonestrategies.com, you can get straight to our blog. And we also, via iTunes, can be found in the iTunes store at, if you search Leap Zone, you can find our podcast series called Rise. And it's a podcast to help you guys gain more efficiency, profitability, and momentum.
Perfect. And if anybody's looking for me, my name is Mandy Crawford. You can find me on roaringwomen.com, and we have a site where we highlight business owners, female business owners across North America, tell their stories, and offer services as well to help your business grow. And some of those services are delegatable, so you can find some great services on there. Next week, we're going to be talking, Isabel, about media coverage, press releases, and some social media. So I'm
Correct.
Excited about that.
Very excited as well. It's amazing what can be done today.
Absolutely. And part of everybody's marketing plan should have a small part of it, at least some sort of PR. So we're going to cover that. So we encourage you to tune in next week. It'll be at 11:30 Pacific, 12:30 Mountain. The rest of you can figure it out from there. Isabella, it's been fun. Let's talk again next week.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Bye for now.